Coach, did you, after last night and what you said after the game, did you get the response? I know the result wasn't there. Did you get the response?
I wasn't looking for a response. Just looking for it to go a different way. They gave what they had. They can barely see straight, can't pass the puck as well as they like. They got nothing left. So they did what they could do. I got no problem with them.
The will was there, though?
Yeah, you know what? We didn't... I'm not going to line this up against a game that we played really well and critique it and say what wasn't there. I mean, that team played 17 and 29 and has been all over the God green earth and playing a 5 o'clock game here today. So they're beat up, they're sore, they're tired, and I think they gave what they had.
And what did you learn about them today then with all that kind of stacked up against them?
Nothing I didn't know. Like, you know, look, we've played 21 games. We won't put that one down as a perfect game by any means, but we've had one real tough one, and it was last night in Boston, and I think they gave what they had as a response. They played as hard as they could. It wasn't as well as we would normally play, but we've been grinding this grind for so long, and you need different people each night to pick you up, and it's tough when seven of them aren't there for it to do that for you, but... No, I didn't. They're a good bunch of men, and they work hard, and they compete hard. So it wasn't. I didn't learn anything.
You're at that quarter pole of the season here right now. Would you say you survived, kind of where you are, and you're in the mix with everybody?
Well, yeah. I mean, they survived and then some. Yeah. You know. But we're going to get a day off on the road, and then we get to do this again until the middle of December. So I gotta be careful about. Getting too excited about the fact that we survived, because we're just in the eye of the storm here now. We get a day off and then get to play every second day till mid-December, and I think somewhere on the 14th of December we get a couple days off at home. Looking forward to that.
You start seeing, is this kind of the product of maybe finally those injuries catching up to you and different guys coming into the lineup, and maybe that sort of that first bit of exuberance has waned a bit now?
No, I mean, it wasn't a good weekend. Brian played four shifts for us this year, so we're our number one center one's out, and Matty Perreault's been gone for a while. That's our number two guy. So the guys, I didn't think they were playing over their heads. I think they were playing as hard as they could. I think playing in Boston last night and playing at 5 is tough on any other schedule, but in ours it's real tough. So I don't know. All I want to do is I want them to talk to each other on the bench. I want them to say the right things. I want them to compete hard. They did that. Wasn't pretty. Wasn't graceful. It's over.
The rest is welcome for everybody, but when you get back at it, are you looking forward to those Central Division games where your team has played well to begin the year and obviously important when you see these clubs so often?
Yeah, I look forward to every game, to be honest with you. Looking forward to the day. Well, I'm looking forward for the players to get a day off tomorrow anyway. They've earned it.